The Longmont Leader accepts contributions, photos, letters to the editor, or LTEs, and op-eds for publication from community members, business leaders and public officials on local topics. Publication will be at the discretion of the editor and published opinions do not represent the views of the Longmont Leader or its staff. To submit a contribution, email info@longmontleader.com. In 1976, Apple Computer was incorporated by 21-year-old Steve Jobs. Rocky won the Oscar for Best Picture, and the 37,000 citizens of Longmont voted to pass a bond issue that led to the construction of Vance Brand Civic Auditorium. A 30-year joint operating agreement between the City of Longmont and the SVVSD began in 1977. This 30-year period ended in 2007, at which point it was mutually agreed that joint operations would continue, for the time being. However, in March 2010, the district notified the city it was ending the joint operations of the facility. The school district assumed total operational control on July 1, 2010. A lot has changed since this joint venture was conceived in the mid-1970s. For one thing, the self-image of Longmont has evolved. Cruising Main Street, or Dragging Main, as it used to be known locally, was the thing to do in Longmont on the weekends. This is certainly a stark contrast from the great restaurants and shops that occupy beautiful downtown Longmont today. Skyline High School has changed, too. It now boasts robust performing arts programs. This is wonderful. And it creates challenges. While the SVVSD and the few outside groups lucky enough to be able to use Skyline High School's auditorium always work in good faith to secure performance dates, it no longer works as it was envisioned back in the 1970s, in part due to the expansion of students and their performances, and in part, because the city can no longer aid outside groups to gain access. Professional cultural performances often occur at the same times as high school basketball games, Go Falcons. But this creates challenging parking issues, especially for older patrons of these performances. All of this is to say that times have changed, and new thinking is needed to seize today's opportunities. Longmont needs a dedicated center for arts and entertainment. Longmont seldom sees world-class traveling acts, as artists of this caliber tend not to perform in high school auditoriums, even first-rate high school auditoriums. If our children don't experience the high level of art and music we all dream of here in Longmont, many will grow up without knowing it. And for some, a life-changing experience will be missed. So, how would the Center for Arts and Entertainment benefit the citizens of Longmont? The Center for Arts and Entertainment would present world-class performers from many cultures and genres performing here in Longmont while also serving as a fitting home for Longmont's local performing arts groups. Through education initiatives, the promise of social equity and inclusion for Longmont's children through free and low-cost access to the arts would be realized. The Center for Arts and Entertainment would elevate the local economy by infusing outside dollars into Longmont through a vibrant arts scene. And lastly, it would aid Longmont's primary employers in recruiting the best talent. In 1976, the 37,000 Longmont residents showed how much they cared about the performing arts and the role it played in the lives of Longmont youth by passing the bond issue to create Longmont's first great concert venue for both students and community groups. This decision has allowed students, local performing arts groups, and culture to grow and thrive in Longmont. Now, almost 50 years later, Longmont has outgrown them, not in seating capacity, but in use. While much has changed since the voters approved the joint venture of Vance Brand Civic Auditorium, much has remained the same. Apple thrives. Rocky remains a legend. The people of Longmont still care about education and the arts. People of Longmont, the time is upon us to literally and figuratively put the arts on the map in Longmont. Elliot Moore is the conductor of the Longmont Symphony Orchestra and is the designated spokesperson for the Center for Arts and Entertainment.